Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. What a privilege, what an honor, what a pleasure today to have this couple in studio with me, Derek and Tavia Jackson. Welcome to the Q&A with Koloff.
Hey, thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
Always great to have. You know, most of the time, you know, it's over on the Man Up show, it's mainly men in studio or sometimes on the phone. And occasionally we get a woman's perspective of men and very insightful, typically.
I can imagine so.
It is. And so, but great to have you guys here. And of course, hey, if you're out there in listening land, let me just say on the front end, if you ever want a personal phone call from the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff, and be able to ask me some questions, and they can be related to anything, to life, to wrestling, to ministry, to child rearing, you name it, whatever. Just you can throw those questions out there. Go to koloff.net and just message me and say, I'd love to be on your show. I have people do that all the time. And so all that to say, today, let's you know who Tavia and Derek Jackson are. And Tavia, I'll start with you. I know, and I want to encourage people too to go over to the Man Up show and listen to your full story. So we've had you on the Man Up show as well, and such an amazing story. But you come from a military background,
yes.
Right? 8 years, I think you've told me,
United States Marine Corps.
8 years with the Marines. Well, thank you for serving, by the way.
Thank you. Semper Fi to all the Marines out there.
Come on.
Hoorah.
Every time I'm in a car, like, I hear that, hoorah. I'm like, okay, all right. That's. Yeah, we didn't do that in wrestling. But anyway, we grunted, but that, you know, it's more like a grunt. Yeah. But 8 years in the Marines, give us a quick backstory. You're married to this man here sitting next to me. How long have you guys been married? And I know you have a family. And
absolutely. Thank you, Nikita. So we've been married for 16 years. We've known each other for 23 years. So I've lived more of my life with him than without him.
Wow.
We have three amazing kids that are 12, 10, and 2.5.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us their name.
So Kincaid is our gentle giant. He's 12 years old. He actually has facial hair.
Wow. Okay. At 12.
It's like 5'8".
Wow.
And he wears a size 11.5 shoe.
Wow.
Yeah. So Zoe's 10, and she's beautiful. She's full of life and laughter as well. And Creed is our 2.5-year-old, and he's just tons of fun.
Wow. Gentle giant. And so... Okay, so you've known each other for 23 years. So obviously, you met Derek where?
So we met at college. We were actually visiting the same weekend. And we met at a gospel choir concert because we had to come early. We were the only people in the auditorium. So I was sitting down, Destiny. Mm. And I saw him sitting a little far off. And then he came and said, is anybody sitting here? No, you can sit here.
Sit on down. Wow.
So we found out we had so many things in common. We were both in the gospel choir at our school. We were both Christians. You know, we both had so many things in common.
Wow. And so So Derek, so you got this pretty lady sitting in the auditorium all by her lonesome. I should probably say hi.
It's the least I could do.
The least you as a gentleman,
the
least thing you could do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But no, the conversation went great, and we ended up exchanging good old dial-up AOL email addresses to keep in touch with one another. And it wasn't anything more than friendship to get started, but it just seemed like somebody that of value, that could add value, that you just want to keep in contact with, because mm-hmm. you don't meet those people every day.
Well, and you mentioned both being Christ followers, and of course you're at Elon, what was then Elon College, now Elon University,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Formerly the Fighting Christians. I'm going to leave that right there. Okay. Well, keyword formerly. All right. Anyway, moving on. Grew up in a Christian home, or?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I grew up in a Christian home in the Washington, D.C. area. Both of my parents are still very active in church. Mm. My grandmother, that praying grandmother, she had the national program called the Bible Readathon. And that's was my real introduction to the Bible and getting in there and really acknowledging and knowing God for myself.
Bible Readathon. Yes. Real quick, what does that entail?
So it was competitive in some regards, but the competition was with yourself. How much can you get into this word, and how much can you memorize from this word, and how much can you, stay consistent with it?
How much can the word get in you?
That part.
I like what you said. How much can you get into the word, right?
Yeah.
Which some people do, but even more key is how much of the word gets in you.
Training
right?
up a child.
Lord, write it on the tablet of my heart. Yes. Lord, write it on the tablet of my heart. And so Tara grew up in a Christian home, and now raising your what Derek just said, training up a child. So you grew up in a Christian home as well?
We did. I'm one of three. I'm an identical twin, and I have an older sister. But yes, we definitely grew up in a Christian home as well. Like, we couldn't listen to secular music. Like, we were...
Not happening.
Right.
I was strict. I raised four girls. And by the way, I have twin granddaughters.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, twin granddaughters.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Of course, my daughters may have a different take on what they could listen to and not listen to, or what dad allowed or not allowed,
right.
or watched. In fact, my daughter, who has the twins, quick story. One time she called, she said, she was over at a sleepover, and she's like, "Daddy, they're showing such and such a movie. Am I allowed to watch that?" I go, probably not a good one. Tavia, she spent 2 hours, like she told me recently, like in the bathroom by herself because
the other
kids were all watching the movie. And I'm like, so I guess
yes.
similar.
Our kids do the exact same. Even Zoe, she was 8 years old and she was in school and they were playing a movie. And her teacher sent me an email and said, "Zoe told me that she's not allowed to watch this movie." I said, "Yes, ma'am, that is correct. Can Zoe go to the library because she loves to read during that time?" Like, even our kids are very well aware of what we watch and what we don't and why.
Yeah, creating that awareness and understanding what's of value and what's not of value, right? Well, that's amazing. Now, one other, and I understand, so ministry, you're very involved and engaged in your church now. Now, Derek, are you an ordained minister or but you're in ministry.
I'm in ministry.
Okay.
Yeah, we're both in active ministry. I'm a minister at our church, and Tavia is an elder and the lead intercessor, actually, for our church as well. And so,
as an intercessory prayer?
Yes.
Nice. Awesome. Will you pray for me, Tavia?
Absolutely.
I need all the prayer I can get.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We could.
So full-time ministry? Well, not full-time ministry, but you're very engaged in ministry as well.
Definitely. And we brought some questions for you today.
We're going to get there in just a moment. We're going to get there. Name of your church?
Have Life Church
in
Charlotte, North Carolina. So Pastor Shamari and Jackie White.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So if you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area and you're looking for a church to visit, one more time?
Have Life Church. It's going to be havelife.net. That's the website, havelife.net. Located not too far from the university area in Charlotte, North Carolina, but a phenomenal ministry. And one thing my pastor says is one thing you won't do is you won't outlove us. You won't outlove us. So I just love it. From you know, we made a decision really early on that this was our home. You know, a lot of folks are, it's hard to find a dwelling and a place you can grow and be submitted to because they're not just a good word, but they're good people. So
and you've been in the Charlotte area for
16 years for me. I moved from the Washington, D.C. area.
You guys have been married for 16 years.
Yeah, coincidence.
Just doing some math there. Yeah, I'm like, okay. Oh, that's awesome. All right, well, before we get to your questions, though, so I've got sitting in front of me, loads of popcorn. Because you guys have your own business, so let's let our viewers know what Tavia, tell us what about Taste Buds Popcorn Concord.
Yeah, sure. So we're Taste Buds Popcorn Concord. We have over 200 gourmet flavors of delicious popcorn.
Wait, how many?
We actually have 242.
242.
So everything from dill pickle to hot Cheetos to banana pudding to Heath Bar, Snickers, Butterfingers, cherry lemon sundrop, cheer wine. You know, if you like your cheese and your caramel together, we have Carolina mix. It's unlimited.
Well, I'm looking at red velvet, as in I'm guessing red velvet cake.
Yes, sir.
Sour Bunch, which is a
Sour Patch Kids.
Takeoff on Sour Patch, cotton candy, swirl. My goodness. A good Southern favorite, Sun Drop.
Yeah.
Cherry Lemon Sun Drop. Root beer, as in A&W root beer?
A&W root beer.
Man, as a kid, I grew up like loving like going to the A&W, getting an A&W root beer float.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know you're fasting today, but just pop it up and just smell it. You'll be like,
stop. Why are you tempting me like that? Why are you tempting me? You got, and man, you got like cake batter, watermelon,
yes,
242 flavor. Taste Buds Popcorn Concord. How can people find out more about
it? So our website is tastebudsconcord.com. So tastebudsconcord.com. We're on all social media, everything from LinkedIn to IG to Twitter, TikTok, even TikTok. We're on TikTok. So it's at Taste Buds Popcorn Concord. Make sure you put that whole thing in there. You won't be sorry you did, because our motto is add more fun, and you're going to check us out, and you're going to be like, OMG, I need this in my life.
Well, I actually sampled a few of your flavors prior. We actually met a while back, Derek, you and I, of course, at a celebrity golf tournament, a charity golf tournament in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's how I got introduced to you. And, you know, when I found out a little bit more about your story, I'm like, I got to have them on the show. And, of course, so we got you on the Man Up Show and now Q&A with Koloff. And so on that note, so go check out Taste Buds Popcorn and be sure to get, I don't know, well, 242 flavors. I guess you can have what's the goal? Like 365 or like what's the
one
goal?
One a day, huh? For the whole year.
Yeah, like a flavor every day of the year. Like
I like that. Thank you for that. I receive it.
Okay. There's a thought for you right there. So something to think about. All right. So, well, let's transition. Okay. This is Q&A with Koloff. And we've asked, of course, had a lot of conversation, but I have no clue, no idea what you guys might ask. I know Derek had a smile and said, we've got some questions. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. All right, so I don't know who wants to go first or throw out your first question, but let's go for it. Let's segue here.
Okay, so I'll start off with an easy one that kind of translates into something a little bit harder. So the whole question is, what was the biggest wrestling match of your career? What was the biggest wrestling match of your life, thing or a person, and how do they compare?
Ooh, that's a good one. Boy, you guys gave some thought to this, I'm thinking here.
Yeah.
Biggest wrestling match of my career, and what was part two?
The biggest wrestling match of your life.
The biggest wrestling match of my life. Okay. Part two is actually easier than part one, believe it or not. But so I'll start with part one though. So because people ask me like, well, you know, what was your favorite match, your biggest match, whatever, and it's, you know, it's hard to narrow it down. Like it really is. In 1986, to put it in perspective, I had 454 matches. Whew. So speaking of math, right? Speaking of math, speaking of 365 days in the year. That's more matches than in days in the year, right?
Right.
So obviously, I had more than one match in a particular day. I mean, our schedule would be a lot of time we fly into Atlanta on a late Friday night, be at the TBS studio filming 3 hours of TV shows and matches, you know, there on 10th and Techwood in Hotlanta, and as we called it, and then we might have a Saturday matinee in another town. Leave Atlanta and go to Columbus, Georgia. We might have a main event an evening mat in another town, a Sunday matinee in another town, a Sunday night match in another town. That was a very typical weekend back in those days. Much different than today's wrestling product of a monthly pay-per-view.
Right.
Much different, right? So anyway, all that to say, so I've kind of narrowed it down. What comes to mind is the very first ever Great American Bash against, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Yes. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that match. That was certainly a big one because I was only 13 months into my wrestling career at this point.
Wow.
Just 13 months. Mm. But a couple others a couple other memories, the first ever War Games. Okay. So you fast forward and it's Dusty Rhodes, Nikita Koloff, the Superpowers, and the Road Warriors with Precious Paul Ellering. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even ask how big of a wrestling fan you may or may not be, but
huge
fan. Okay, huge fan. So so against the Four Horsemen, right, with J.J. Dillon. So that first ever, match, the match beyond, as they called it. And then last but not least was the best of seven series against a guy named Magnum T.A., or as I called him back in the day, Magnum T.A., right? Who, by the way, a little plug for Vice TV. Vice TV is doing a show on Magnum's career and his life story, surviving the automobile accident, which... Wow. Changed his life and changed my wrestling career. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a few of the memories and highlights. The greatest wrestling match of all time happened October 17th, 1993.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
In a town you're familiar with, Concord, North Carolina.
Yes.
Taste Buds Concord. Concord, North Carolina, over on just off of Highway 601 at a church called First Assembly of God at the time.
Yes.
It's renamed, forget what they call it now. But 17 October 1993 was the wrestling match of a lifetime when I sat in that audience. About 11 months removed from the wrestling career by choice and an invitation an invitation was given, or some might call it an altar call, was given, and I responded to that altar call on that morning, surrendering my heart and my life to Christ. And And for those listening out there, you know, maybe they've never made that decision. They're wrestling even the moment we're talking about this right now, right. Or they've wrestled in the past with making that decision. But I can say Jesus pinned me for the 1, 2, 3, and I've never looked back. And wow. I'm grateful that he captured my heart.
Amen.
And it brought me to this place where I'm at today.
That's
so
awesome. That's
yeah. So there you That's go. Amazing. So great questions.
I love it. So I have a question.
Okay.
So we always want to be where God is and not where he was. So what has been your current new revelations, and what is God speaking? What are you hearing? What are you studying? What are you marinating on presently?
Wow, Tavia, that's another good one. Because the tendency is, or the challenge is not to, I'll just say it this way, not to get stuck in the past, right? Mm-hmm. And I say this to people, I'm like, hey, reflect on the past, you know, hopefully learn from the past. Mm-hmm. There's a reason the windshield is much larger than a rear view mirror, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
Or even your side mirrors. You know, you're not going to spend your majority of time in an automobile, you know, staring at the rearview mirror or the side mirror, or if you do, the outcome's probably not going to be good, right?
Not good at all.
You're going to end up in a guardrail or a ditch or something somewhere, whatever, right? And so spend the majority of your time looking out, looking forward, not looking in reverse. Mm-hmm. Certainly learn from the past, but don't dwell there. And so for me, I'm constantly. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a big goal setter. You know, I spend time at the end of the year, usually focused time on one, reviewing the past year. Mm-hmm. Okay, what did I accomplish? What was I able to do? And then seeking the Lord for what's the next year look like? Mm-hmm. I'm a goal setter. I actually write goals down. I reflect back on those goals. I was telling a friend the other day, I don't always hit 100% of them, but boy, I sure hit a lot more right. of those written goals than when they're not written, just kind of up there floating around in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm constantly doing that. Of course, the radio show, the podcast, the Man Up TV show, and if you hadn't checked out the TV show, that's a whole different set of interviews.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube, Facebook, mm-hmm. MorningstarTV.com. There's a lot of places you can find the Man Up TV show. Because, Tavia, part of my prayer has been over the last number of years, Lord, how can you, it's almost like you might say a prayer of Jabez in a sense of mm-hmm. how can you expand my territory, mm-hmm. my influence, my reach, expand my voice? I mean, when Truth Radio, Stu Epperson first approached me about having a podcast and a radio show, I'm like, when do I have time to do that, right? And then the Lord reminded me, do you not remember like some of your prayer requests and conversations like, hey, expand my territory, expand my reach.
And
here we are, of course. And of course, I have Robbie Dillmore sitting in the studio with us today, who's phenomenal in producing all these shows and making sure they get out to the nations. To date, I think this show, people have access to this interview today so far in, I think, 74, 5, 6 countries.
That's awesome.
Countries. And so, you know, the Lord's like, hello, here's what you asked for. And I'm like, okay. So I make time to go to the radio station a couple times every month. I make time to record TV shows and et cetera, and just to get the message, his message, out there. I'm constantly, that's part of the vision, and how can I expand my reach and my influence, and then as far as like meditating, we've talked about it. We've talked with you guys about, you know, not only studying the word but getting the word in you, right? Mm-hmm. And the Lord challenged me. I thought he was being very noble. I'm like, Lord, I'm going to read the whole Bible next year. He's like, oh, well, that's nice. I'm like, what do you mean that's nice? Like, what kind of response is that? He goes, like 1 year? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, how about for the next decade? How about like studying the word, reading the Bible? So I committed to him to read the Bible through every year for a decade. right? Which I had not done prior, not to say I had not read the Word, but just getting the Word in me, not just getting in the Word.
Right.
Yes.
But getting the Word in me, writing it on the tablet of my heart, right? Digesting it, going to that banqueting table, eating the scroll, right? Feeding, not the physical man with taste buds popcorn, but the spiritual man with the Word of God, right? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at for that.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Great question.
All right, next one. As a father with girls, what would you encourage other fathers to instill in their girls? What should they do with their girls? What should they say to their girls? What should they not say to their girls?
Well, what I try to model consistently throughout their upbringing, a couple things. One, how a man should treat a woman. I mean, I always open their car door. I was the just old school traditional guy of opening their car door anytime they were going on a daddy-daughter date, which is another part of my answer is consistently having rotating, obviously, four girls. There was a rotation process there, like a weekly rotation. All right. Taryn, today is your day. Tawny, this is your week. Kendra, you're up. You know, Colby, that's all of my girls' names. Your turn. And here's what's funny is so when they're in elementary school, I did I was the dad who went to their school, sat down, had lunch with them, right? Every week, like in rotation, right? Every week. And then, of course, once they were transitioning from elementary school to middle school, they informed me dad no longer had to come to school and have lunch. I'm like, well, that ain't right. That's just, like, not right. Like, so then what I still did, and with the permission of the school, I would then take them out of school and take them for lunch. And so continued that tradition all the way through high school.
Wow.
I was very involved and engaged in now three of the four were cheerleaders. The youngest, Colby, played softball and basketball and very involved in sports, where the others opted for cheerleading. So, you know, I'd be there in the stands if they were cheerleading. I was there. If she was playing basketball, if Colby was playing softball, I was there at their games, made sure to schedule that into my busy schedule. If they had school plays, I was there at the school plays, cheering them on at the school plays, or whatever they are involved and engaged in. I would read them Bible stories at night. Once I became a Christ follower, I would read them Bible stories at night. Be sure to pray with them at night. And now with my grandkids, I just had my 10th grandchild.
Wow. Congratulations.
I know, right? 10.
A new rotation.
Somebody said, you don't look old enough to have 10 grandchildren. I'm like, I love you. Thank you. Appreciate that. But now here's what's cool is when I go visit the grandkids and I occasionally drive them to school, I'm like, I'll be like, shh. Hey, kids, hold on. Grandpa's going to pray for you before I drop you off. So I have the opportunity to now pass that on to another generation.
That's right.
And you know, so I pray for them. I pray for the teachers. I pray for protection over their school and all of that. And so just trying to instill that in the grandkids.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
love it.
And last but not least, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. My daughters have over time said to me when it came time, they're all married now, and have said to me that when they were looking for a husband, that what they were looking for was a man like their dad, which could only be one of the greatest compliments you could get, right?
Absolutely.
I want to marry a man like my dad.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
So. Yeah. You're getting me choked up.
Yeah, hey, I told you we was coming with haymakers today. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Great question. All right.
Absolutely.
Do you have another?
Got a lump in my throat too. That's awesome. That's awesome.
You have another one more for me?
Let's do one more. Can you describe, I know you talked about even your dad being in World War II.
Two and Korean War.
And how he explained something and you felt like you were there. Mm-hmm. Well, can you describe to us an encounter with God that you've had? So we want to feel like we're there too.
Man. Davia, we don't have enough time in the day to describe that. Let me think how I would answer that question. That's an amazing question. I mean, you guys gave us some very unique questions, you know, you really did. I'm going to say this for you guys and all those listening out there, that some of my most intimate moments with the Lord, okay, I'm going to address it this way. Some of my most intimate moments with the Lord are on days or times that I'm fasting, okay, food, mm-hmm. you know, centering my gaze on Him, yeah. specific times. You know, like if I'm going to eat lunch for 30 minutes or sit down at dinner for an hour, why wouldn't I take an hour and go into that prayer closet or go into His presence, like be intentional to designate that same amount of time
right.
and focused on His presence and really just center my gaze on Him. And whether it's through the reading of the Word or just soaking in worship, mm-hmm. which I do a lot, mm-hmm. Soaking in worship or just being, I'm learning to be more quiet before the Lord too, you know. That's an area that I've really been working on, and just sitting quietly before the Lord and listening to His still small voice mm-hmm. for guidance and direction. And when the Lord first called me to start fasting, and what I now call living I live a fasted lifestyle.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
So fasting is as much a part of my life as eating is a part of my life, right? Yeah. And so, you know, that's where I find my most intimate moments. And I'll say this too. You guys may be aware of this or maybe not, but Robbie and I were actually talking before coming on air about, you know, he does a camp called Boot Camp. I do a camp called Man Camp. And they're similar in what our goal is with men, raising up men to be godly men, godly husbands and godly fathers, to empower them and equip them through the teaching and training that God has given us. And I'll tell you too, in that setting, when we just draw away, get outside the village or outside your comfort zone mm-hmm. and get in that setting and God sets the banqueting table for men to come and feast.
Yes.
And then we get the privilege of watching men walk through that and sow into and invest in them
mm-hmm.
that those moments are some of the most intimate as well, because it all centers around the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
And just focusing on the heart of God. And so I'd summarize all that to say for those out there, for all of us in studio today, that seek those moments, those intimate times, and be, the word that comes to mind is the word intentional. Be intentional to have those moments, because we can get so caught up in our day, right? So busy with whether it's raising a family, raising children, operating a business like you guys do, being engaged, involved in church and ministry, that we can miss those moments. Last but not least, I'm reminded of the book of Revelation when Jesus said, hey, you've done all these really, you might say, good things, but you've lost your first love. So never lose your first love. Never lose your first love. Keep that intimate relationship with Jesus going on a daily basis. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, guys. So those have been some amazing questions. And Taste Buds Popcorn, we didn't get to it, but one thing that's evident is I love marketplace folks, because especially as Christ followers, because it's evident to me, I think, and obvious in anyone that will meet you, that even out there in the marketing world, marketing Taste Buds Popcorn, that people, if they spend any length of time with you at all, are going to realize rather quickly there's something different about you guys, and what it is your own love for Jesus and being, as you said, Derek, salt and light. Yes. And so, pretty amazing. I appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for coming on the Q&A with Koloff.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a privilege and honor. I look forward to growing in with you guys in the future.
Website, one more time. How can they find out about Taste Buds Popcorn?
So not all 200 flavors will be listed there. So, you know, let me preface that. But it's going to be Taste Buds with an S at the end. Concord, concord.com.
So thanks for tuning in to another episode of Q&A. God bless you. Have an amazing day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I am extending a personal invitation to you to join me December 27th, 2023 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Go to biblical-journeys.com for more information.
This is the Truth Network.